New research shows rise in youth gambling in South Africa. InfoQuest, an online research firm, and Responsible Gambling have expressed worries following research showing a rise in online gambling among South African youth. Experts highlight that the widespread use of smartphones and laptops, along with gambling's social and entertainment appeal, poses significant risks to young people. Related risks of youth online gambling in New Zealand. InfoQuest, which focuses on addiction research, conducted a survey involving 300 gamblers, including 139 younger individuals, aged 18 to 34. The survey revealed that online gaming and sports betting are the most popular gambling activities among the youth, with the national lottery being the third most common. Claire Heckrath, managing director of InfoQuest, noted that younger gamblers engage in a wider range of gambling activities compared to older age groups. She said that online gaming, sports betting, and online slot machines are the most frequent gambling activities among young people, occurring on average 11 times a month. Quote, overall, younger gamblers have been engaging in each activity for between 2 and 3 years. The possibility of winning much-needed funds is the main reason for gambling, but there is also a recreational element, with some saying that it's a fun and good way to socialize. Claire Heckrath, InfoQuest Managing Director. Gambling operators targeting Gen Z and millennials. Sibongile Simelane-Kantana, the executive director of the South African Responsible Gambling Foundation, SARGF, pointed out that online gambling often targets Gen Z and millennial markets. She said that they are the most internet-dependent generation and also the biggest users of smartphones. Furthermore, she cited research that found, this market is saturated by youth punters who are also vulnerable consumers and most likely to be susceptible to the negative harmful effects of gambling. In the 2023-2024 financial year, SARGF referred 2,662 patients for gambling addiction. Of these, 1,695 were adults, 787 were youths, 116 were elderly, 61 did not provide their age, and there were 3 minors. According to Simelane-Kantana, the shift to online betting as a convenient gambling method leads to an inevitable increase in addiction, a view that has been backed up by Professor David Spurrett from the University of KwaZulu-Natal. Quote, with traditional gambling that is tied to a place, a casino, a shebeen, one way people can manage themselves is by staying away or limiting when they go. Our phones are with us everywhere. Research has strongly suggested that this makes addiction more likely. Online gambling is a 24/7 casino in your pocket, so you can't walk out of the door. It can also be a very profitable business. Professor David Spurrett, University of KwaZulu-Natal.